This is a conversation with Rabbi Yaakov Hirschman on the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. When did you, where were you before Lakewood?
Tells.
What year was that?
55.
Okay. What, where did you come from originally?
Originally, that's a long question. Before Tells, I came from Tarvadar.
So you lived in Brooklyn?
No, I didn't live in Brooklyn.
No.
I lived in Manhattan.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you went from Tarvadas to Tells, and in 55, you decided to come to Lakewood?
Yeah, something like that.
How did that come about?
You know what, these are not questions that are going to go with me.
No?
No.
So you tell me what I should ask.
That's what I'm trying to decide. You know what? I'll tell you one mitzvah, and then we're gonna cut this for tonight.
Uh-huh.
This you can put in bold print.
Yeah.
I learned Cheskes Habatim with my Chavrusa. So this was when the Olam started kvetching. So we had learned Kedeng Shenishkenai 12 blood.
This is in Lakewood.
I wouldn't be telling you about it if it wasn't told.
Okay, yeah.
So we were holding Chais 12 blood around Rosh Chodesh Adar.
Yeah.
So we decided it's Nishken Cheshbon. So we started learning fast. So we were holding somewhere in the early nuns by Nissen.
Yeah.
So the Rashiva stops me in the hall. It's interesting because it wasn't usually said, who halted Zweiten Seder?
Uh-huh.
So I told him Daf Nun, Beis, and Gimel. Interesting. His head worked so fast, like he, as I said Daf Nun Gimel, he answered me back right away. In other words, this processing was instantaneous. So that's a crazy Cheshma Zoy. If he was, he'd be holding Daf Mem, Daf Memav, he wouldn't be holding Daf Nun. Right?
Yeah.
If he was running fast, he'd be holding the Samach and the Ayins already.
Uh-huh.
So how come that Teretz is he kvetched, and now by the end of this man, he's running Bekiyas.
Uh-huh.
So he told me, is of this and Nishdas is Galant and Nishdas is Galant.
Uh-huh. So what would be Galant?
He told him how to learn Yilan Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, Rush, Rif with Tehran, Shukhanach, Hagoy, Nakatzais, and Vaita. Shtelzach at night, you'll pick out a sugar and Shtelzach as they definitely
want. Uh-huh. So
the Rosh Yeshiva said they don't like this Maisa there, Chagav.
What?
The Heintiger Rosh Yeshivas don't like this Maisa.
Why?
Because that's how they learn. Nishdas Galant. They compensate for kvetching in the morning by learning Bekiyas in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
He said, Nishdas is Galant, Nishdas is Galant.
Uh-huh. So he said, you shouldn't learn.
He said how to learn. I just told you
how
to learn.
Okay.
He mandated common sense. There has to be printed some of the Mishnah's iron also. It's not something they didn't speak about.
So what was so hard to do it then?
You know what? When I came to work, Lakewood, the Schnittach, the Adoylam learned 60 blood as man, 50 to 60 blood as man. The guys learned fast, learned 70. This was in its starting to slow down.
Uh-huh. Okay. What else can you tell me?
For now, let's hold on to this mice, okay? This is a good one. That's why I said you could put it in bold print.
Bold print. But that's, I see you have much more than that.
You know what, I told you can't, it doesn't shuckle out of the arbor. We were speaking about it today, so it came up.
Uh-huh. They mean that instant.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's other things that you have much, they're also in that category.
That's right, Mashallah.
Can't be somebody who, like, I mean, your name comes up so much in this Indian.
You gotta tell me what the issues are. Then sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. The fact that I don't remember doesn't mean that didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
But you know, Zogin comes up. I don't know. Man.
Did you ever go traveling with him places?
Not generally.
No.
You know who used to travel with him? Usher Winternitz. Pinchas Winternitz. He called himself Pinchas Winter today. He was a Rebbe in Philadelphia for a while.
Uh-huh.
He went with him to Miami.
Uh-huh. Where is he now? At Yisro, I heard.
Huh?
I think he's in Yisro.
That's Asher. That's his younger brother.
Oh, that's the other one. I see it's getting mixed up. Yeah. So what was his name again?
Pinchas. Pinchas the older one. Asher is the younger one.
Pinchas Winter Netz. Plays Winter.
Yeah, you know what? He was a rabbi in Philadelphia. You can't be a rabbi in America with a name like Nitz, you know?
No.
Winter Nitz, what about your summer Nitz, your kids Nitz, you know what I mean? So it became Winter, Father.
Uh-huh. Where's he now? You don't know.
I haven't got a clue. I didn't see him in ages. I ran to him at a chasma somewhere or something. I haven't really seen him in a long time. Who else with him? No, then... Hill Zaks and Yankel Schiff were with him in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I have their names.
You know who also was with him? He's probably easier to talk to than these two. Is Rokeach, Shlomo Rokeach.
Shlomo Rokeach. I spoke to him already.
He was with him in Eretz Yisrael on one of those trips. He was around him. I don't know exactly.
I spoke to him already.
Spoke to him, see?
I have him ready. But I think you have much more to say than a lot of people.
I'm telling you, it's not a button.
I understand, but it shouldn't be that difficult.
You know, you tell it to my brain. I mean, you know, you're not telling it to me.
You must tell over a lot of singers to just...
I'm telling you it doesn't, because it doesn't work that way. If it's Nagel Lamai somebody singer, you know. You know, a guy came over the other day and told me that that the Baron said that an orange juice made from juice oranges, you make a very pre-age.
Yeah.
So I told him that I can be made. I asked him and he said, you make a shackle.
He said shackle.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's the punk the guy told me. I said, this I asked him personally. I'm not on your ear, mate.
Yeah, a lot of things like that. People have different images and they come. But I'm trying to get the... There are certain things that are continuous with the person that it doesn't matter if it's exactly like this or exactly like that.
Right.
You get the way it's holding.
You know what? Let me put you this way. Call me once a week, Mitzvah Shabbos, and if I think of something during the week, I'll make a note of it, okay?
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Exactly. Bye-bye. They ask him a shayla and says they'd answer and say the Mishnah Berurah would say it's a kid. He would say he wants to see the Mishnah Berurah first.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not necessarily not hold with his own sock, but Lamazan Freya.
Uh-huh.
It came out the tshuva on gelatin.
Yeah.
They asked him, it's printed from, they had kosher gelatin from Barton. So
yeah.
The ikashah was if it was fleshik or not.
Uh-huh.
But in the Mishnah, He first talked about the regular gelatin, that it's not kosher.
Uh-huh.
Then he reminded himself that Chaim Moshe was not the...
Right.
He didn't put out the tshuva too many years later, because that's when Barton needed it. But before that, he wanted to learn three inyan nachamol.
Uh-huh.
Before you disagree with Chaim Moshe, very probably could cover it for Friedrich Gedolim.
Anything else?
We told you one other time.
One other time.
I mean, you're not aiming to go to print yet.
No, but I want to get as much as I can get.
I understand. All right, so that's for this week.
So this is the Sofia de Gizon there.
Yeah, Mayodika Harocha.
Uh-huh. And that was, okay, that's it for this week.
All right, well, Friday, listen, I'm trying. You may have a week when you don't have anything, so be happy.
I can't believe that. It could be a week without anything.
We'll see.
Okay.
Zagazon.
Zagazon. Thank you.
Two, actually, for you. One you may have heard, you know, that Yaakov Eliezer...
That's good. I like to hear over.
Yaakov Eliezer was he's the most educated of the Schwartzmans. He went through the 8th grade in Limud
Echol. Uh-huh.
So they had a project on Abe Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
Did a project
uh-huh.
on Abe Lincoln. So the Rishiv walked by, looked over his shoulder and told him, so Svisna given a goya zevi al ander goyim.
How do you know the story?
I go ask Yaakov Eliezer.
I
got to heard it from him. It doesn't matter.
You heard from him himself?
Yeah, I was roommates with him for about a month till I quit, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's one Zach. The zweite Zach is that there was one of his friends from Slobodka, was that, I don't remember who, and there was in the winter.
Rabban's friend.
Yeah, and he told them, you know, it was in the winter, why don't you put on your pelts, put on a pelt.
Yeah.
You know? So he tells me, in the closet upstairs there's a pelt, bring it down. So I put it down, he put it on. He wore it like the next day the guy left. He gives me back the pelt and he says, hang it back up in the closet. He says, the vog from the mantle, muchet me mehr wie de kelt. So now it's a very interesting zach. He could have told this to the guy too. But he could have told his friend also, this guy was muttering, he could have told him, that's a Chaim, a friend, I don't have care for the cold. The cold makes me tireder than the cold.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell him. And that day, you know, you know, in his private life, he was a murder kenochgeber, you know? They didn't, it was...
Wait, who gave the cold to who?
I brought him down, he had a pelt in a closet upstairs.
You brought him down?
I brought him down. Uh-huh. He asked me to.
Yeah, right.
So he wore it for about 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then he told me put it back in the closet when his friend left.
When his friend left?
After the friend left, he said put it back again, like put it back in the closet.
Well, his friend told him to put on the...
Right.
Now, he himself didn't tell you. It was the friend who told him.
The friend was mutching and says, I was like, Count, wear your pelts.
The reason why this story is a little bit remarkable is because maybe you told me, other people told me that he was very makpid on the Bochrim, the Ingolite, that they should take care of themselves wearing a coat if it's cold.
I'm telling you what he said. He said the Celt, he wore a coat. He said the weight, you ever pick up one of these
pelts? Oh, yeah, heavy coat.
Heavy coats. He said the vog from the mantle, which is maybe the Celt.
I hear.
So, no, but it's very interesting because in his private life, he was forget a murder kenochgeber, you know, he'd given everything.
Uh-huh.
The great tzibur doesn't know him this way. Because they all know him from his tkifas because that was in his public stance.
Uh-huh.
Public stance, he was a murder katak. If it was his private life, you know, you're right, he's right, everybody is right.
Uh-huh. He always stood up for certain things.
The Tzibur Shazach, not the private
Zach. Oh, unless it was a Shtiktaira.
Yeah, that's different. It's Torah, that was his leaven. If somebody wants to touch it up that way, it's like if I take a piece of skin off you, you have to try. The Torah was his life.
Who told you that?
I don't know.
Oh.
It was off my heart, you think.
Well, now you might. You never could tell.
Right. You got to ask, and I have to tell you. Those are the two that I remembered offhand.
Yeah. Anything else that you remember?
Yeah, he once told me.
Yeah.
That there was a newspaper in Vilna, a Fruma newspaper.
Yeah.
And the Hamoinam was very much for boycotting the Germans in 38, 39,
39. Right, right, right.
So the Bechan and Wasserman wrote an article entitled Metonich Unrates and Them Folk, meaning the Germans. So the Chaim Moser told the editor not to print it. So the editor asked him why, so the Chaim Moser told them Metonich Unrates and Them Folk.
Which folk? I mean, the other folk.
The Yiddish folk. Used this title.
Right.
I don't remember God what he told it to me. He told it to God or something.
Brian told you the story.
Yeah.
But you don't know what the issue was.
I don't know what the issue
was. Any other issues came up that you could recall? I should really be prompting you, but I don't have what to say. There's other prompting. You know, somebody told me, this is something I learned a lesson, maybe you told me, or other people, in all my conversations, a lot of times people told me he said certain things, that if you look at it superficially, if you don't know the person, you might think he was saying a gleich wort.
Yeah.
So this person told me, he says he never said any lasonis.
So I want to tell you something. He once said, "Bashal Shudas Hadas is Lahachi." So he, I don't know what brought it to it. So he said, you know, in the Svarish Shavuot, the three Tusim.
Yeah.
What are the three Tusim?
What are they?
A comet and a pata.
Right.
And a cholam and a comet. They pronounce all the cholams for comets.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, they don't say oh. They say oh. Not the Tamina, the regular Svarish.
Tamina say a. Like a
Litvak. So they have all different Havar. I'm not speaking about Tamar.
Yeah.
And then they have the sup, they say a tav.
Right.
It's tav dan rabbeinu b'chai somewhere that says these are terusim. Anyway, so he said, you should know when our ayahs found terusim, because that's what the tziyanim incorporated into Evrit.
All the terusim.
These three terusim. So the olam laughed.
Yeah.
You know, they laughed like you said it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, nein, ichmeinus taka.
Like, no jokes.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
This is said by table Shabbos, maybe Shabbos should have said it. There must have been, mostly spoken learning, but yeah, more sometimes it veered off on a tangent, you know.
But, and the person that told me this was himself a very light person, very, like he came across very,
superficial.
Superficial, but he told me when it came to these things, there were no jokes. Everything had to be punked as I. Yeah, that's it. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe. I don't know. Could be. I want to tell you a very classical story.
Yeah.
It was a meeting in New York, and all the Rosh Yeshivas had their drivers. Rabbi Yaakov came with a driver.
Right.
Rabbi came then. So whatever happened, so they had the discussion. When they finished, I think it was Rav Kalmanovich said, the Bochum, the young light was on the show, he's talking about them gehad.
Yeah.
So, Rabbi Yaakov said, ich weiß nicht, was er kann, I sag, was haben sie gehört?
Yeah.
Like he was upset, I guess, that there were no conclusions to the meeting.
Uh-huh.
So the Yeshivas said, yeah, das allein soll man nicht sagen. Yeah, the three old Yeshivas were there wasting their time. But you should know that he always got in the last word. That's why I'm not 100% sure. Like him and the Satmar, you should know.
What happened?
They always got in the last word.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they always had, like I'm saying, like this word. Das allein soll man nicht sagen.
He had the last word.
Right.
Okay.
I know he was going to do this to me, yeah? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you got rich for tonight already.
Okay, so we're going to call back again, right?
Why not?
You have a notepad you walk around with?
I should, actually, but this time I put my mind to remembering them.
I walk around with notepads?
Yeah, that's your business.
Okay. Also, thank you.